The uplifting avatar of Kali Yuga. Sri Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, most intimate associate, the most worshipable, Sri Srila Rupa Goswami Charan. We are hearing from his Shishi Stavamala book, from the second Chaitanya Ashtaka, and from the third shloka. He says,
Rutin Samava Bri Dutimihata Dianja Prakatayan. Sadi Vasitana Kiti Rati Tarangana Kripayatu. Vishapi Pranai Jana Vrindasya. Uno Pranayana Bindir A Madhuram Singara Purapurjayam.
He's very eager to relish the Madhur Bhav of one of the beloveds. The sweetest of the sweet.
Singar Parapajai Rasastumang Hritva Upabhaktum Rasir Bhandar Ke Harankure.
So in order to do that, he has stolen the treasure house of Ras. In order to relish the ras from that treasure house.
Sang duting yaduting tudyan prakaram mahapapri ar
and
tudyan duting ye rongi sei kono prayojonir dutike prakotito kore.
And in this way, taking the hue of that particular beloved, he has covered his own hue.
Ar song duti mababri artat nijer kantike dhaka dilen.
In this way he has hidden his own hue.
Sadeva Chaitanya Kriti Rati Tarangna Kripayatu. Sei Dev Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Amadir Otisai Rupi Kuruna Vidhan Kurun.
So may this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Dev, may He bestow His great, His endless mercy upon us all.
Isluke Gursami Pad Sriman Mahaprabhu Avataranir
In this shloka, Sri Goswami Pad described the reason for Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance. He told,
Vishyapi Pranayana Vrindasya Sri Pad Vidyabhushan
Commenting on this shloka, Shripad Baladev Vidyabhushan, he described these words, the meaning of these words, that this is one of the beloveds. He told that these are the gopis of Raja. That one of the beloveds,
Tarakara,
So who are those beloveds?
Ekhani pranoir porakastha pranoi ba primir jekhani porakastha sei prem jader hidoye
So he is described that those who are possessing that greatest level of prem, here the word pranaya, this is one of the higher stages of prem. So those who possess those high stages of prem, those are the gopis of Raja, beloveds of Raja. And those are the devotees that have soft hearts, that whose hearts are full of affection. So the description of the qualities of the Vrajagopis is that they are the devotees who have very soft hearts. So it's been described that Krishna has stolen the treasure, the Ras treasure, from their treasure house. So here, those beloveds that are described in this shloka, possessing the highest form of love, that they are the Vrajagopis, who are having very, very soft hearts, full of affection. Who are those who are having soft hearts? They are such a devotees whose hearts are free from the desire for self-satisfaction, for self-pleasure, for own happiness. Krishna's happiness is everything for them. If such a quality is manifested in so those in whose hearts such a quality is manifested to the higher degrees, these are the devotees with the soft hearts, or those whose hearts are full of affection. The reason? If there is the desire for self-pleasure, for own happiness in the heart of someone, then such a heart is becoming hard. And such a heart cannot become soft, full of affection. Those whose hearts are completely free from the desire for self-pleasure, own happiness, so such a devotees are described to be those with the soft hearts, full of affection. Our Sripad Goswami Charan told, He described that those who are having the soft hearts, the greatest of those devotees, they are the gopis of Raja.
Karanatmindriya sukha vasana
Because it's been told that gopis don't have the desire for self-satisfaction, for own happiness.
Visne subdite tarakore sangam vihar.
They're meeting with Krishna, they're uniting with Krishna just because of his pleasure, to give him pleasure.
Vishnu lagi aaj sab pori parityag.
They are loving Krishna and they are rejecting, renouncing everything else.
Krishna sukha hetu kore shuddha anurag.
In order to please Krishna, they are having this pure attraction towards him, pure attachment. So with this pure attachment towards Krishna, they are dressing themselves, decorating themselves nicely. These gopis of Raja. They are free from the desire for self-satisfaction, for own happiness. Their hearts are filled only and solely with the greatest form of Prem or Mahabhav. So Mahabhav is ruling over their hearts. The quality of the Mahabhav is, the nature of Mahabhav is, when it's present in someone's heart,
কিন্তু যে প্রেম প্রাকাষ্ঠা দশা প্রাপ্ত হয়ে আর হৃদয়টিকে পূর্ণরূপে ওই কৃষ্ণ সুখ ভাবনাময় করে তোলে তাকেই বলা হয় মহাভাব।
So it's been described that someone's hearts may possess still some subtle, very subtle desires for own pleasure, for own happiness. But when the Mahabhav is entering someone's heart, then there is no place for any other desires. Also, even those subtlest desires for own satisfaction, they will all leave the heart. So in this way, the Mahabhav is ruling over the heart. So this is why our Srila Jiva Goswami, when he was commenting on these points that Srila Rupa Goswami Charan described about the Mahabhav, he described that the Prem cannot ever reach the stage of Mahabhav without Parakiya Bhav. He clearly explained that.
যাকে প্রতিপায় ব্যক্তি স্বকীয়বাদী বলে আখ্যা দিয়েছেন, এটি তার প্রতি কলঙ্ক নিক্ষেপ করা হয়েছে। এই সব টিকা তারা দেখেন নাই, দেখলে এ কথা বলতে পারতেন না। এই যে তিনি রাধা কৃষ্ণের বিবাহ দিয়েছেন গোপাল চম্পুতে, তার স্থানে স্থানে টিকা টিপ্পনীতে স্বকীয় ভাবের কথা বলেছেন। এর লক্ষ্য হচ্ছে গোপীগণ তো বস্তুতই পরাঙ্গনা নহেন, তারা তো শ্রীকৃষ্ণের সাক্ষাৎ স্বরূপ শক্তির বৃত্তি।
So it's been described that in the writings of Srila Jiva Goswami, not everyone can understand actually what is the meaning of what's written there. That when in Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami described Shri Radha Krishna's marriage and the points of Svakiya Bhava are discussed there, then what the meaning of these points was, that actually it's not that in truth the gopis are the wives of someone else, because they are all the Svarup Shakti of Krishna.
Radha Krishna ek atma.
Radha and Krishna, they are one soul.
Dui deha dhori.
But they are having two bodies.
Ananye bilose ras asadon kuri.
In order to relish varieties of the rasas. So they are one and the same. Radharani is Krishna's own Shakti. So in Tattva it's true that Svakiya Bhava aspect, in Tattva that's true. Then there is no problem with it, there is no doubt about it. But Yoga Maya is arranging for the Parakiya Bhav. Because in Parakiya Bhav, the ras is rising higher and higher. This is why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is saying,
O Vishwe, Gopigone, Rupakoti Bhave, Yogamaya Kuribe, Apon Prabhave.
That Yogamaya herself, she is arranging for such a situation in Leela that the gopis are having so-called husbands, that they are in Leela husbands of the others. This is what Yogamaya arranged herself. I'm not aware of it, I don't know about it. Because if Krishna would know, so then Leela could not take place. If Tattva is not forgotten, then the ras cannot take place. Although Tattva is present there within the ras, but it should be forgotten. I don't know, nor the gopis know. With our forms, qualities, we are stealing each other's mind. In order to arrange in the Leela for this further amazing relish of the Ras, Yoga Maya created such a situation where the gopis are married to so-called husbands, to other gopas. They are not aware of it. It is like something that happened in a dream. So like in a dream it's being seen, mother and father, and that she is married, that the gopi, she is married to some so-called husband, in such a way. That's the bhav, that's the play of the bhav. The bhav that they are the wives of someone else, that they are married to so-called husbands. This is why Krishna is telling, I'm not aware of it, nor the gopis are. I don't know about it, nor the gopis know. That his mind, his heart is stolen by their qualities, by their forms, by their qualities. In this way, as also the gopis' minds are stolen by Krishna, by his form and his qualities, then they are ready to give up everything. And shall they ever again meet, or shall they not? God knows, the fortune knows. This is all arranged by lords, by Bhagavan's Leela Shakti. And this manifestation that the gopis are thinking, oh yes, we are married to so-called husbands. They became actually perfectionists. They achieved perfection in rejecting or renouncing these kind of relationships. They are ready, and as just been explained, they are perfectionists in rejecting, renouncing their dharma in all regards, in regards to their bodies, in all of their activities. They are renouncing and rejecting their shyness, their patience, the happiness of their bodies, their minds and hearts, their own happiness, their own pleasure, their own happiness, their own dharma. They are not caring if their seniors, their relatives, if they are going to chastise them. They are giving up everything, they are renouncing everything in order to worship Krishna. So for Krishna's pleasure, they are serving him with prem, with love. So this is called the pure attachment towards Krishna. There is no other reason for them dressing themselves and decorating themselves beautifully but to please Krishna. In this way, they become perfect in rejecting everything, renouncing everything. This is why Goswami Pad told that if the attachment is not reaching those levels of Parakya Bhav, then Mahabhav never can take place. So this is why actually no other bhaktas, no other devotees are possessing the Parakya Bhav. It is solely there with the gopis of Raja. It's only their possession. And their hearts became completely soft, full of affection. Mahabhav entered their hearts. And it has destroyed any other desire than the desire to serve for Krishna's pleasure. This is why it's told, if they will meet or they will not meet, God knows or the fortune knows. It is there in order to relish higher and higher ras. This is the essence of ras. In order to relish this essence of ras, the Supreme Personality of God in Himself, He told, this is not available even in Vaikuntha. I will perform this Leela as a concluding one, as the last one. And in this way, express, show this amazing Leela. Starting from Vaikuntha through Ayodhya, Dwaraka up to Golok. There is no such a thing. So my most amazing, most wonderful Leela, I will perform at the end, is the last one. This is why it's been told that those who are described here to be those who are completely free from the desires for own satisfaction, own happiness, these are the gopis of Raja. The bhaktas, the devotees with the soft hearts, full of affection. So who is the greatest of all of these devotees with a soft heart? This is no one else but Sri Vrishabhanu Nandini. The reason?
Unnanna samasta prajati vigone hidaye mahabhavasi.
In the hearts of other gopis, of all other gopis, there is Mahabhav. That's all right.
Sri Visavanandini Radharani Ucchen Sakhat Mahabhav Sarupini.
But Sri Visavanandini, Sri Radharani, she is the personification of Mahabhav.
Tar Vigraho Nakhagre Theke Shikagra Porjonto.
Her transcendental form is made from the tip of her toe to the top of her head from Mahabhav. Because of that, the greatest of all of them, of all the gopis of Raja, is Radha Thakurani. She is possessing the greatest qualities. She is the most qualified. She is the crest jewel of all the beloveds of Krishna. She is the crest jewel of all the beloveds. When our Sri Ramananda Rai was describing Mahabhav to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are discussing Sadhya Sadhan Tattva. So describing Sadhya Sadhan Tattva, he started description from down to up, from description of Varna Ashram Dharma towards the pure Prem. Then he described Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam. And that he, at that time, then he has risen to open the chapter of Madhur or Shringar Ras. So when describing the level of love of the Vraja Gopis, describing the Mahabhav, he was telling that there is no other prem, no other kind of love that attracts Krishna as much as this. So Krishna, he himself, he confirms this. Example has given. When all the Vraja Gopis went to Dwaraka, they had the darshan of Krishna at Kurukshetra. Then Krishna himself describes the greatness of their love, of their prem.
Amati, je bhakti mane prem, e samasta jibigoner amaratter janno kalpito hoy.
That Krishna told that all the living entities, everyone is actually eager for this nectar of prem, of his bhakti.
Prem chhara ar onno kono vastu jibke sasvatar sei amrite rajye sthapon korte pare na.
Nothing else but prem can establish the living entities in its highest, the most effulgent, eternal form.
যাকে শ্রুতিমাতা বললেন রে অমৃতস্য পুত্রা।
And Shruti Matas, the Shrutis are telling, all children or of eternity or nectar or all you who are the son of God. You are the children of nectar or eternity or God. Who can give the eternity to the child of eternity, of the child of God? This is not the nectar of Svarga. This is the supreme nectar. This is Prem. Who can give this greatest thing as a Prem? So further on, example is given. That it's been told that the way the devotees worship Krishna, do his bhajan, in the same way Krishna will reciprocate by doing the bhajan of his devotees. In the way the devotee approaches me, does my bhajan, in that way I will reciprocate. I will do the same kind of bhajan myself. What does it mean that Krishna will do bhajan? That it means that he will give the fruit of bhajan. In a way, someone worships him, does Krishna's bhajan. Proportionately, accordingly, Krishna will give the fruit, the result of that bhajan. But when the discussion is now about the gopis of Raja, Krishna is telling, I am not able to reciprocate to such a level of prem. Or, and because of that, Krishna remains indebted. This Mahabhav that gopis are possessing, Krishna is not able to reciprocate to such a level of worship, of love, of service. This is why he remains indebted. He himself told, Srila Ramananda Rai gave this example to Sigauranga Mahaprabhu. That Krishna told, that the way that you are loving me, the prem, the love that you are offering to me, I am not able to reciprocate accordingly. This greatest form of love that you have towards me, the way that you serve me, that you worship me, it's without any boundaries. So that Yogamaya herself is bringing the gopis towards Krishna. She's arranging all of these situations where the gopis are having the so-called husbands. When, though they are his Svarup Shakti, but the Yoga Maya is arranging that they are the husbands of someone else in Leela. So here we are discussing renouncing something. So there is not harder thing to renounce one's own life. But the answer is yes, there is something that's even harder to do. It's been described that when the chaste women are counteracted with some situations when their chastity, their dharma, or following their husbands is coming into question, then they are ready to give up their lives, and they are doing that. There are thousands and thousands of examples of this. And it's not hard for them to give up their lives. So for them, it's not hard to give up even their life in order to protect their dharma. But it's told that there is even something harder to do, and this is what the gopis of Raja are doing. They are giving up even their chastity, their dharma of being the chaste wives. This is why Krishna told that the way you are loving me, you are serving me, is without any boundaries. Inside of your hearts, there is nothing else. It's only me and desire to serve me. Nothing else is present there. So this is why Krishna is telling, I am not able to reciprocate to your highest level of love. So then please forgive me, I am remaining eternally indebted to you. In the hearts of the gopis, there is no other desire but this pure desire for to serve for Krishna's pleasure. So they remain serving, worshipping Krishna with this pure attraction, and in this way Krishna remains indebted to them. So the love of the gopis is so exceptional that as they are serving and pleasing Krishna, then they are getting the pleasure, the happiness within their own hearts.
Atmasu prithivansha nahi gopikar.
we heard the description that the gopis' hearts are completely free from the desire for self-satisfaction, for own happiness. That they are meeting Krishna only to please him. They are giving pleasure to Krishna and they are giving up everything else. The gopis don't have the desire for own satisfaction, for own happiness. They don't have the desire for becoming happy themselves. But although they don't have the desire for own happiness, they are becoming happy. This looks as contradiction. Although the gopis don't desire own happiness, they are becoming happy. The contradiction comes here. Their love is such that the happiness does come to them. Although their hearts are completely free from the desire for self-satisfaction, for own happiness, they are still getting happiness. So what is the reason for this? So it's been described that the only one desire of the gopis is to serve Krishna, and this is how the happiness also comes into their own hearts. It is the result, the happiness that the gopis are getting, it's the result of happiness and pleasure that Krishna is experiencing upon receiving the prem, the pure love of the gopis, their pure service.
Amar darshane krishna paile to sukh ei sukhe gopir prafullanga mukh.
So Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is describing this and saying that the gopis are seeing that the Krishna is happy when he has their darshan, and that causes that the faces of the gopis are further on blooming.
Krishna sobha dekhi gopi sobha bade joto ar gopi sobha dekhi krishna sobha bade toto.
When the gopis are seeing Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pleasure, so they themselves, they become more beautiful and they become blissful and happy. And then when Krishna sees the gopis that they are becoming more beautiful and more happy, then Krishna himself, he becomes more happy and more beautiful.
Anandi.
So in this way they are all blissful. So in this way this transcendental competition takes place, that the gopis become more beautiful, then further on Krishna's beauty increases, and further on the gopis' beauty increases. So in this way that this transcendental competition goes on, and no one is loser. And further on the description is there that the prem of the gopis, that causes the further on the Krishna's pleasure, his sweetness, his beauty that increases. So then further on, the gopis seeing the beauty, the sweetness, the madhurya of Krishna, that they are getting the pleasure, the happiness, the bliss, and also their madhurya, their sweetness, their beauty increases. So gopis' beauty is increasing, their prem is increasing. And their love is further increasing their beauty. So the beauty is increasing the gopis' love, and the gopis' love is increasing the madhurya beauty. So this is how the greatness of the gopis' prem is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. When ladies of Mathura, when they had the darshan of Krishna in Balaram, in Kamsa's wrestling arena, they are having the darshan of Krishna, but they are glorifying the darshan of Krishna that the gopis are having. O Sakis, what kind of tapasya did these gopis of Raja do? What kind of tapasya did they perform? That they are able to relish the ras, the sweetness of this form of Krishna constantly. They are telling that this is exceptional, the incomparable, the most beautiful form. Oh, does it mean that no other form of Lord, of Bhagavan, possesses such a form? The answer is no. This is incomparable form. And also the question comes, are not gopis like tired or like bored of constantly having his darshan again and again, one and the same darshan again and again? The answer is no, because Krishna's form in front of their eyes, it's always newer and newer. So such a perfection is not available anywhere, only in Krishna. And when the question comes, are there other devotees there to relish such a kind of form? The answer is no, no one else. Only them. It's not possible for any other devotees. It's something impossible to achieve. Only in Vraja. It is there with gopis of Vraja. Only they are qualified to relish Krishna's madhurya. And no one else. Our Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he chanted some mother shloka as a wonderful purport to this. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it's been described. So the shloka describes how the gopis of Vraja, they are relishing Krishna's sweetness, his madhurya, and such a madhurya, such a sweetness, such a beauty is not available in any other form. It's not there in any other avatars. All the avatars are present there in Krishna, and as he is avatari, so no other form is as beautiful, as sweet as Krishna's form, not even the form of Narayan. So what's the proof for this? So now it's been told that the proof for this, or the witness of this, is Rama, Shri Rama Devi, or Lakshmi herself. So someone may say, oh, what kind of witness are you giving there for the Lord?
Sakhi ke hai, nirapekhajan sakhi hai, je dolero noa na, ar e dolabhukta noi.
Which kind of witness are you giving there? Witness should be someone who is not taking the sides, but you are giving such a personality that it's not appropriate, because such a person is belonging to one of these sides, and she's supposed to give, to be as a witness. Because Lakshmi herself, she is the wife of Narayan, so now she's supposed to be the witness and tell something that will be taken as a proof there in discussion between who is more beautiful, Krishna or Narayan, her own husband. So it's considered it's not appropriate kind of witness. It should be someone who is totally independent. This is why it's been told, give some other witness to judge whose sweetness, whose beauty is greater, Krishna's or Lord Narayan. She is Lord Narayan's wife, so it seems it's not appropriate to keep her as a witness. She may take sides. Why did you give Rama or Lakshmi herself as a witness? So the answer is because of this.
Narayanir Priyotama Patipata Goni Rupasya দেহ দিয়ে মাধুর্য লোভে ছাড়ি সব কাম ভোগে ব্রত করি করিল তপস্যা বসে তপস্যা করছেন।
So the answer is, she is given as a witness because of the following. That although she is the wife of Narayan, she is constantly there at his lotus feet serving him, but she herself, she becomes attracted to Madhurya, to sweetness of Krishna. So she gave up the enjoyment, the pleasure that she has as a wife of Narayan. She gave it all up, renounced it all, and she went to Vraja to perform tapasya in order to get Krishna's association. So this is the very good proof that Krishna is more beautiful, that his madhurya, his beauty is supreme. So this is why she has been chosen as a witness. So she gave up Vaikuntha, she gave up the position of being at Lord Narayan's side, at his lotus feet serving him, and she came to Vraja, and there at the Belvan, she is performing austerities in order to achieve Krishna. So this is how Thakurani, Lakshmi herself, she is there in Vraja, hoping, desiring to get Krishna's association.
জানেন তিনি কৃষ্ণ পাবেন না,
but she even knows that she won't be able to get Krishna,
কারণ তার বিশুদ্ধ ভাব,
because she is possessing Aishwarya bhav,
আর গোপী ছাড়া অন্য স্ত্রী কৃষ্ণ না করে অঙ্গীকার,
but Krishna is not united with any other women but the gopis,
তাহলে কেন বসে আছেন?
So why is she still sitting there? She rejected all the pleasure, all the enjoyment, and she's performing tapasya. She's having such a position of being at the side of Lord Narayan. She is his own wife and she is possessing so much wealth and so much enjoyment and pleasure there, and she is giving up that all. Just give it all up. What's the problem? If you are having a certain desire, and in order to achieve that you start performing tapasya, but then you get to know that you will never achieve what you want, shall you still remain doing that tapasya? Why is still required to remain doing the tapasya if you know that you won't be able to get what you want? But Lakshmi told, I won't go back. I will remain here in Vraja and I will meditate on your form eternally. This is why our Vyasa Muni told that even the one that's having the association of Lord Narayan, the one that's constantly there at his chest, even she herself is not able to achieve Krishna's association. What to say then of other women?
Mm-hmm.
Up till now, Lakshmi Devi, she is here in Vraja performing tapasya. So this is why it's been told. This is why it's been told that the witness, the proof of this, that Krishna's form is the supreme, the most beautiful, the most sweet, is Lakshmi Devi herself, Rama, the dearest of Narayan. That she herself, she gave up all the pleasure, all the enjoyment, as having the association of Lord Narayan, serving at his lotus feet constantly. And she gave it up all, desiring to have Krishna's association, desiring to relish the sweetness, the beauty of Krishna. So such a sweetness, such a madhurya, such a beauty doesn't exist anywhere else. This is the essence of all madhurya. Krishna madhuri.
Naam, roop, gun, lilar, manoharata ke madhurya bola hoy.
If someone's name, form, qualities and leela are stealing minds of everyone, this is what's called madhurya. If someone's name, form, qualities and leela is stealing and enchanting everyone's mind, then this is the quality of madhurya. This is the essence of all madhurya. Such a perfection doesn't exist anywhere else. Except for Vrindavan, it's not present anywhere else. It's only there with Krishna. So it's been told that also there are other forms, they may possess some madhurya, but Krishna's form is the supreme. He is the supreme personality of Godhead, and as mentioned there, it is the most perfect, it's the essence of all madhurya. So it's been told that wherever the Lord kept that madhurya, that's present, it's present there. But then the question is, who will relish that madhurya? Those who are in Aishwarya Bhav, they are not able, they won't be able to relish madhurya. So in order to relish madhurya, then the same kind of mood is required. Here the example is given of devotees of Raja that are considering Krishna to be their own son, their own friend, their own lord of their lives. They are single-mindedly or one-pointedly attracted to Krishna. They are completely immersed in madhurya. This is why they are able to relish the madhurya of Krishna. The madhurya of Vraja. All forms and one form and all forms. So where did the Lord keep this madhurya? There is no one else who is the appropriate or qualified to relish the ras. This madhurya.
ঐশ্বর্য মাধুর্যময়, ভিত্তিতে ঐশ্বর্য আছে আর মাধুর্যময়।
So here it's also mentioned that Madhurya is there, taking shelter, that Aishwarya is there, but taking shelter of Madhurya.
Deho madhurjadi guno khoni, ar jato prakase, tar satya guno bhase, jaha jato prakash karjo jani, tatev ei gopi guni asadhan koren. এই পরোক্ষ ভাবের দ্বারা কৃষ্ণের সমগ্র মাধুর্য।
So this is how it's been described that the gopis of Raja, they are relishing this endless madhurya, sweetness of beauty of Krishna in Parakiya Bhav.
এমন আর কেউ নেই।
And no one else is like that.
রাম রায় যখন এত দূর পর্যন্ত এলেন,
So Rai Ramananda described up to here.
Prabhu ki utto dicchen, Prabhu kohe sakha budi sunichoy. Bolen je jaygay tumi elen ei gopikar bhav, ei sakher shesh.
So what did Prabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu answered? He told, Oh, this point to which you came, This is the topmost point of Sadhya Sadhan. That's the last limit of Sadhya Sadhan. By your mercy, I got to know about all of this. I was not aware of this, I didn't know this. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is Radha Krishna himself. So being absorbed in this Madhurya, in a mood of a bhakta, he is telling like this, that he just got to know about all of these points from Ramananda Rai. He told, oh, I didn't know all of this. And just now, because you described this all, I got to know that this is the last limit of sadhya or goal of sadhana. But still, please, if there is even something further, please tell me.
আমার প্রশ্ন হচ্ছে এখানে রাজশাহী গোপী প্রেমের থেকেও আরো বড় কিছু এর আগে আছে।
So my question is, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, is there something even greater than the love of the gopis?
তো সেই তোমাকে জিজ্ঞাসা করি।
This is what I'm asking you.
Ram Rai bolche ne age puche eno jone eto din nai jane asoibo.
And Sri Ramananda Rai told, up till now no one has asked such a question.
Eta to shesh Prabhu tumi thiki bol. Etai shesh. Er age jiggasa kore erup jon tribhuvane keu nei.
This is the end. This is the last limit. And even to ask such a question, there is no one in this world who can even ask such a question. Only you yourself is there. Only you are qualified to ask such a question. That love of Radha, Radha Prem, is Sadhya Shiromani, is the crest jewel of all sadhya, of all goals of sadhana.
Jahar muhima sarva sastriti bakhani.
And its glory is described, it can be found all throughout the Shastra.
Ei
Amongst all the gopis, the greatest is Radha Thakurani.
Sarva Shastre Jar Ei Mohimar Rebir Mohimar Bakha Dekha Jai.
And it's possible to find the descriptions of the glories of her love throughout the Shastra.
Bhakta Ram Rai Tini Bullen Er Age Puche Heno Jani Nahi Jani Aaj Sahi Bhuvane Tar Mone Ki Er Mormo Che
So this is what Sri Ramananda Rai told, that there is no one in this world who can even ask such a question. If there is something further, greater than the love of the gopis, the meaning is that it's actually Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself who came to show the glories of Radharani's love, of Radha Prem. Who knew Radha before? She is the last limit of the sweetness of the ras, of relishing the ras. Before Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared, who knew Radha? Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati is writing in his Chaitanya Chandramrita. Who knew Radha? Who could know Radha? Why? Because she is the most amazing, the last limit of the ras. She is the last limit, the topmost of the sweetness, of beauty, of madhurya, of ras. The topmost, the end. The supreme ras is Mahabhav. And the sweetness of this Mahabhav, the madhurya of the Mahabhav, this is the topmost limit of it, the most amazing aspect of it. The prem is gradually rising higher and higher from sneha, man, pranaya,
rag,
anurag,
bhav, mahabhav,
then bhav and mahabhav. Up to anurag, there are also the wives of Krishna there. The wives of Krishna in Dvaraka, they are possessing level of prem that's on the level of anurag, up to anurag.
Anurag purjantu.
Up till anurag.
Into
but
Mahabhav jetu parokyo bhavsana hobena.
But Mahabhav is not possible to reach without parakiya bhav. This is why it's not there with the queens of Dvaraka, the Krishna's wives in Dvaraka.
Sutrang Sej Radharani Bhav Kuno Avatari Kuno Data Kuno Bhakta Yeu E Sakhat Vrindavane
So this is why no one is qualified there to even relish or to experience such a kind of love. It's present only there in Vraja. So this is why nobody knew Radharani.
कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्र परम पुरुणया सर्वमाविष्टकारो।
Only the most merciful Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he brought it and he showed it to everyone.
Ekai Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu janiye dilen sob.
Only Shri Krishna Chaitanya brought it and showed it to everyone.
Radhar Mahima.
Radha's prema.
Prema rasa sima.
The topmost limit, the last limit of prema.
Ei jogote janato ke.
Who knew it before? Who could know it before?
Madhura Vrinda Bipina Madhuri.
The sweetness, the beauty, the madhuri of Vraja.
Pravesa chakari sar varaja jugoti bhaved aroti sakoti hoi tokar adev gao gao sabi ei chaitanyer gun saral kori amon bhuvan majari emon dayan.
This is why everyone should chant the glories of this Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who immersed all the world in this bliss. He is thus merciful, so merciful. No one else is as merciful as himself. Such a mercy. Such an ocean of mercy, it's only him and no one else. No one else could give it before, nor will give it.
Vasudev hiya pasanimisya guri seva kun piri iniyo dhaka diye bolchen nichen sei prajangona pranay jana bindesho prajangona gon bindir modde koishyati karu mane rakharan.
So this is why in this shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami it's been mentioned that Krishna himself has he desired to relish the ras, then he has stolen, he has taken the hue of one of the greatest of beloveds of Raja, and he has hidden his own hue, meaning the greatest, the dearest one is Sri Radharani, that Krishna has taken her hue and has hidden his own hue with it.
Hey, Radharani Bhavki. Asadam korbar junnui ei Mahaprabhur avasaran.
The Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in order to relish Radha Bhav.
Ei junnui uni ei jiggnasata korte parlen je er age aro kichu shunte chai.
This is why only he could ask such a question. Is there anything further than this?
রামরায় বললেন এর আগে তো জগতে শুনতে চাইবার লোক নাই, এরকম জিজ্ঞাসার পাত্র তবে তুমি আছো।
This is why Sri Ramananda Rai told that there is no one else in this world who is qualified to hear about these topics, nor even to ask, only yourself.
এই জন্যই বলি।
This is why he told like this.
তারপরেই রাধারানীর কথা বলছেন, আগামীকাল আবার আমরা এই শ্লোকের ব্যাখ্যা শ্রবণ করব। আজকে আমাদের ভাগবতী কথার এখানে।
So further on he will speak more about Radharani and will hear upon this shloka furthermore tomorrow by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, and today our Bhagavad Katha concludes here.